I'm Jess Belisle. This month's episode of Soundcheck features the practice of exercising the ear bone. Musician Calvin Todd explains.
It's kind of viewing the act of listening as a muscle that the body has or that the mind has, and or a bone, you know, whatever, and exercising that or making it stronger or weaker, and how we use that.
I told Todd that I had never heard the term ear bone before when it comes to listening and playing music.
I might have just made it up even at the time, trying to put a word on what I wanted to, you know, like thinking about listening and exercising yourself as a listener. So I think maybe that was just the way that it kind of came out of my mouth at the time, trying to describe that.
And it's not a surprise that the term works so well. Our ears actually do contain three little bones that work together to allow us to hear. Having played in rock and roll bands and country bands, to performing solo or as a duo, Todd has found himself listening closely to those he's performing with. The act of listening helps him be on the same page as the other musicians.
So a big thing, I think, for country is trading off lead instruments and using dynamics. So if you're just listening to yourself play, you know, I feel like you won't have as much to contribute, or you won't know when you don't need to contribute as much. In a setting where you're playing with other people, I think listening to the whole band and other people, what other people are playing, is a huge ordeal, whether it's like, you know, having fun and trying to copy the lick that your bud just played on guitar, or whether it's, you know, waiting your turn for a solo or backing a singer exceptionally well. I think that you really have to focus, and that's where the sound coming in your ear meets the brain and the ear bones between there.
Because this is radio and we love a good visual description, I ask him what this particular kind of listening looks like.
So, I mean, it could be verbal. It could be, you know, like, that's one thing I love about old country music is you can hear so much excitement. You know, someone would call out, you know, and now we got Buddy Emmons on the steel guitar. But when you get below that, I guess, a lot of eyes looking at other people. And again, just listening, you know, if you can tell that someone is playing really loud or someone is playing really quiet or really busy somewhere, you know, you can adjust your playing to fit overall, like, you know, what everyone's doing together. So it kind of happens naturally, but I think there's a lot of communication, you know, whether it's passing the solo around gesturally or with your eyes.
And exercising the ear bone isn't just for playing live music shows. It works in band rehearsals and when playing solo. The pandemic has helped with the solo aspect.
So for a while there, it was like, oh, I can really hone in and listen to what I'm doing here. Like, how can I play this rhythm better while I'm singing? And so, like, listening even to yourself is super important. And I think that's how you can become a better musician.
Be sure to tune in to Calvin Todd's performance on Studio Live this Friday at noon on KSMU. Thanks for tuning in to Soundcheck. I'm Jess Belisle.